welcome back to our study of the curious characters of Christmas as we today continue our study of Mary. And yesterday, we looked at how Mary responded to Jesus being literally inside of her. She responded with a servant's heart, and she responded with a submissive heart. And what we're going to learn today, she also responded with a song in her heart. We're going to see a song that Mary wrote or sung in response to the presence of Jesus. And in doing so, I think that we're going to learn three things that should be the response of you and I because of the presence of Jesus in our life. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 46 and 47. Take a look. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord." That means to enlarge, to make great, right? To glorify, to enlarge the name, to magnify the name of the Lord. That's what her soul's desire was. "And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." My soul magnifies, my spirit rejoices in God. The first response that Mary had in light of Christ in her life was worship, a life of worship. You know, you and I are called to a life of worship, not just a Sunday of worship. All right, that's a worship service. That's important. Every follower of Christ should be part of a church family and to worship regularly. Hebrews chapter 10 says, "Do not neglect meeting together as some are in the habit of doing." Okay, we are to worship on Sundays, but every day is an act of worship. Every day is an opportunity to worship God with our lives and with our lips. Would that mark your life, that beyond Sunday, that you are a worshipful person, that you take time each day to be at the feet of Jesus in the Word, in prayer, praising Him? Do you take time on your way to work to maybe listen to some worship music or just pray and give gratitude to God? We are called to have a heart of worship, and Mary certainly did. Look at the second thing in verse 48 to 52. "For He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate." Mary just goes off on the greatness of God, how incredible God is, and mentions a number of things. But I want you to know how she starts and ends this section. She mentions her own humble estate. What about you and I? When we take time to worship God, does it humble us? Does it, as Jesus said 30 some years later in His first recorded message on the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." Poor in spirit really is about humility. It's coming to God every day, acknowledging that I don't have the resource. I don't have the strength in and of myself. I must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit indwelling me. That's who I rely on, and to come humbly every day and say, "But by the grace of God." Unfortunately, some of the most prideful people I know are Christians. And I'll be honest with you, in my own life, I have wrestled with pride over the years. And that's been a battle in my own life. And I don't know why, because theologically I know how utterly sinful of a man I can be and how desperately I need the grace of God in my life. But it's the nature of the beast, I guess, in us, so to speak. That sin nature, the same thing that caused Satan to be cast out of heaven because of his pride. The thing that caused Adam and Eve to be cast out of the garden because of their pride, elevating themselves to a place they ought not to. The word humbly simply means lowly. It's to intentionally remain low under others, under God, to be in that position. And you know what the Bible says? Those who humble themselves will be exalted, but those who exalt themselves will be humble. Mary didn't get a big head because she was carrying the Savior. It actually humbled her. She was in awe that God would choose to use a poor, insignificant girl like that. It's important for us always to remember that. We are who we are because of the presence of God in our life. Let's look at the last thing, verse 53 through 55. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. There's a number of things there, but for the sake of time, I just want to focus on that phrase, he fills the hungry with good things. You see, Mary was worshipful, Mary was humble, and third, Mary was hungry. She hungered after God. Can that be said of you and I, that we hunger after God, that nothing is more important than to feast on God's word every day, that we make that a priority, that the things of this world, that we don't turn to those things to try to give us identity and value and hope and joy? And many years after Jesus was born, he met a woman at a well, and this woman had been married numerous times. She was living with a man. She was trying to find fulfillment in a man, and Jesus said, listen, I can give you living water, and you will never thirst again. I can fill your hunger and your thirst. How many times do we, and I've been guilty of this, even though we know that he is our bread, he is the living water, as Jesus refers to himself. How many times, though, do we still look at other things, other people's opinion of us, or look to our spouse, or look to our kids to give us joy and happiness? Listen, I love being a father. I love being a husband. I love being a grandpa. Recently, becoming a grandpa. Those things are wonderful. I enjoy being a pastor. But those things can't be the source of my joy. That is in a personal relationship with Christ and continuing to find that joy in a personal relationship with Christ. A spouse makes a horrible god. Our kids make horrible gods. Our career makes horrible gods. Money, none of it can truly satisfy. It's only when we continue to choose to hunger after God are we day in and day out filled. So how about it for you and I? This God who wants to use us to be part of his redemptive story as he did Mary. Will we respond the same way? Will we have a worshipful heart this week? Will we have a humble spirit this week? And will we be hungry? Will we thirst after God this week?